beginning of the parasha, Yitzchak, Rivka, David for children. Baruch Hashem, Atah Rivka Ishtai, Rivka conceives. Now he's right to Abana Bekirba, and the children are pushing, kicking inside of her. But Taimer and Cain, and she says, if so, love is out of it. If so, what am I here for? And she went to seek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask Hashem. She went to make Medrash Shem Ve'ever. So I want her to vart, I want her a nice vart, before we get into the shmooz aspect, that Hashem Shat, right, Rashi learns, Im Kain, if so, Lama Zanochi, why did I daven? Lama Zanochi, why did I daven to be pregnant? I'm going through such pain. I'm going through such pain. It's so painful. Her pregnancy was so painful. So why? What's? It wasn't worth it. That's a simple explanation for the pasuk. It's hard to understand. I mean, for many years, she wasn't able to have a child. Okay, but I want her a different shot. I don't know who's the author who said this part, but. More recent, that Avram sent to Eliezer to get a wife from his own family. So, someone wanted to say that what was the Milo of Avram's family? Why did Avram Dafka want to get from his family, not from other families? So. I don't know if this aside is, I don't know the makar for this aside, but some want to say that the vart is that Avram's family had a certain elokai, had a certain honesty. I know it's Besuel, Lavan, Akasha, but there's some midah of MS that lie deep in Avram's family. What? This is, I'm just saying a vart that some want to tie them. What?
How does he know that there's MS?
This is a possible pshat. I'm not. Again, I don't know where the makar is at. Someone chashiv said this var. I just don't know who said it. That there's a midas MS. Bottom line behind Avram's mishpah. So Rivka has a child that's kicking in her stomach when she passes the.
Do you have a list?
Of what?
The edition.
No, I wasn't asked to give one.
Oh, by right.
At this time. When she went past by the Smedish, the baby came. When she passed by the Avodah Zarah, the baby came. She thought it was the same child. So she said, by the time she said, if so, love is not like you, why was I the one? If I'm carrying such a child that is confused, that has contradictions in himself, that has theories in himself. So if so, why was either one chosen to be Yitzchak's wife? The whole tachlis of marrying into my family is because there was a certain straightness or a certain emeskite of Rivka that Avram knew lied there. So if so, because she thought it was one child who's kicking both ways, why was I picked to be the wife of Yitzchak? Then she goes to Shem Aver and she finds that it's in fact two different children. Ah, so now it makes sense. Look, Avram had Yishma completely for bad. You know, Avram had, you know, Yitzchak had an Esav. But to have a person that's living in both worlds, doing this and doing that, he's learning Rechal Shabbos and contradictions, that's something that Rivka cannot tolerate. Well, I'm getting into want to speak about this week's parasha. Never hit me before going through the pesukim. It says that Vayetzer Rishon and Maini, the first one came out who was red. Kulo Kader Seyar. He was full with hair. Vayikru Shma Esav, and they called him Esav. What is it? Why do they call him Esav? Rashi says because Esav is a lashon of asu, of asoi, of finished. Asa. He was already finished. He came out with so much hair, as if he was an older person. So that's why they called him Esav. because he was mature, or he wasn't mature necessarily, but he had to hear of a mature of an adult. So the question is, thinking, is that that's a reason to call Mesav? You know, if a child comes out and he's cute, so we'll call him cutie. I mean, the definition of the person, you know, he's a big nose, we'll call him nosy. Why do we call him his name Esav? Why did that become his name? Just because he came out with a lot of hair. Call him Harry. What's up, Shah? So Baruch Hashem, I found the Klei Yakar discusses it. Before I saw the Klei Yakar, I had the following thought. And the Klei Yakar says very similar. But could be the Pshat is as follows. Take a look at the Klei Yakar. But the Pshat is that Esav, you know, the Klei Yakar basically says this. I just don't want to, if I'm twisting it, it's my twist. So the Klei Yakar basically says this follows. Esav was a man of physical, is a man of Gashmias, not a person of Ruchnias. When he was born, he was already finished. When he was born, he's already finished. His physical capabilities, like Klei Yakar says, a person when he's born physically, basically all the capabilities are there. He has a desire to eat, he has a desire to drink, he can move his hands, move his legs. Yes, he hasn't learned to walk, but the basic physical capabilities are already there when he's born. What's more lacking, the real growth of a person, is intelligence, the seichel. Ruchnius, growing, shtayim. Esav lived in the physical. He did not grow, he did not shtag over his life. He was already done as a baby. Let me say it this way. I say this a lot on Musar. The way he was when he was 80, he was when he was a baby. His same desires as a baby, they were at 80. They became a little more mature desires. You know, it's funny. I was once, I went to one of my wife's Hanukkah plays a while ago. And someone was holding a video camera. So I forgot exactly what happened, but I think, I don't know if I said it or my kid said it. My kid said something like something about the person's toy. You know, he's saying, oh, that person, the man has a toy. Adults are really little, most adults, unless they learn Musar, unless they're B'nai Taira, true B'nai Taira, they're the same way they are when they're children as they are when they're 80. They're instead of their desire for the lollipop, now it's a desire for a steak. Instead of a desire for a little remote control car, it's a desire for a cool video camera or a cool computer. It's the same immaturity. It's the same basic inherent desires in a different way, in a different scale. You know, we saw Solanta said off the side, said that when a child is playing with his toy boat, and you take it away from him, and he's crying, that's like when an adult's boat sinks. A good parent understands to treat his children on their level. A lot of parents take away candy or this and that, or they think, oh, what's the big deal? It's just a lollipop, it's just a candy. A child's lollipop is our camera, is our toy. When our camera breaks, that's a child's toy breaks. Because we're not interested in his toy, we don't realize the importance. We have to a good mature person, a good mechanic understands how the kid views his toys. So there's no difference. Esav, he was born, he was finished. No maturity, no growth. Yaakov, said the Klei Yakar, this I didn't think of. Klei Yakar says Yaakov is a lashon of Ekev, is a lashon of heel. Heel is a lashon of end. It's the end. It heals the bottom of the body. Yaakov's growth, Yaakov's greatness comes from growth, comes from the end after years and years of working. As the years are steiging, then he becomes into a great person. He becomes into a Yaakov Avinu. The way he's born, he's limited. He has no seichel. He has no control over his desires. A child wants a candy. They don't have intelligence to overcome that. They don't have the maturity to overcome that. a baby, Yaakov kept on growing, having control over his emotions, having control over himself. Kept on growing. It's at the end, it's at the Akev. Esav, Asoi, he's already done. So I want to say this, Paul. I was bothered by another cash. Why did Hashem do this? This is a cash you can ask in many places. Sometimes you can think of an answer, sometimes you have a hard time. But either way, it's a good question. Why did Hashem do it this way? Why did Ashkacha make it? Yes, Yitzchak for some reason did not recognize, you know, Esav's rishas. Why did Hashem make it that the brachas had to come through such a way, through deception? Hashem couldn't have made it that maybe Rivka would have been able to explain it to him and he'd understand. Maybe Hashem would tell Yitzchak, change your mind. Hashem would tell Yitzchak, give the bracha to Yaakov. Why did Hashem make it in such a way that Yaakov has to come steal the brachas? So I was thinking, Derech Moser, Derech Josh, that when Rivka says to Yaakov, you should lie, Yaakov is a very tough guy with him. He says, Yaakov is very hesitant to pull off this shtick. Yaakov represents Midas Emes. Yaakov represents Emes. He has a hard time pulling it off. In fact, Yaakov says to Rivka, he says, Ula yumisheni avi, maybe my father's going to feel me. And I'll be in his eyes like a misateya. What does it mean, a misateya? So Gemara says in Sanhedrin that misateya is a lashon of someone that's Eved Avodah Zarah, someone who serves Avodah Zarah. Yaakov says, and the Gemara learns out from here, from this pasuk, that someone who lies is like serving Avodah Zarah. That's how bad it is to lie. It's very, very important for a person to be honest. Yeah. His father's going to see him like I'm Avodah Zarah. Because Yaakov will see that I lied. Yaakov will see that I tricked him. I tried to trick him. If Yaakov catches me, Yitzchak catches me, Yitzchak's going to see that I'm like a misateh, like I'm Avodah Zarah, did such a terrible thing. I don't know. He doesn't want, and then he says, he'll curse me. V'lay brach, he'll curse me, and I won't have brach. Yaakov looks at lying as Avodah Zarah, as a horrible thing. It is a terrible thing to lie. One of the main things that, you know, chinuch I appreciate from Yishuv Farakwe is the honesty. Even mitzad rebbeim, a rebbe has to be honest. You know, you can put on shows and you know, a rebbe has to apologize if he does something wrong. A rebbe has to have respect, but he has to be honest. A lot of times he's disillusioned. He thinks, you know, if I apologize, or if I admit that I actually, you know, used to like sports, or he admits something about himself, he thinks he'll lose respect. He's so worried about his respect that he has to put on a show. And then he really doesn't have real respect. Person has to be honest. Erlichkeit. Honestly, don't be a faker. You know. The other day I like to brag. The other day I was davening, and there were only like 10 people in the minyan. It's very short. For minyan that day, there were only 10 people. And I was davening, and I was spaced out, and I forgot that there were only 10 people there, and they were waiting for me to finish my masrei. I realized when I got to finish my masrei, I better hurry up. I was holding him up. So I didn't want to make an announcement after davening to all 10 people, apologizing. I didn't know if that was the obligated to do so. But I just turned. I felt like after I finished, I turned to like two or three people next to me after davening. I said, so I'm sorry I held you up. I said, officially, if I was having kavana, so fine. But I was spacing out. I was wasting your time. I was spacing out. The extra time that it took wasn't because I was concentrating. I was spacing out. But just be honest. Don't play games. Don't fool people. Be honest. Yaakov's a meat of honesty. That's Yaakov. But Rivka tells him, this is what you should do. His mother, he knows, is honest herself. Rivka herself was had a meat of MS. So he knew that Rivka was saying to do what's right. So he goes against his will. He goes against his nature. and he comes and he fools Yitzchak. Even when he comes to fool him, he's careful. He says, Anoichi Esav Becharecha. He says, I am Esav Becharecha. Esav's your Bechar. He wants to make it as least of his lie as possible. But I think that's a very important thing. That perhaps the Torah is teaching us, at least one understanding, the Torah is teaching us in order to serve Hashem, a person has to be able to do things that are against his nature. Greatness comes when you go against your nature. When a person is very shy and he goes over to the person and says, Shalom Aleichem, what you're speaking about recently, that's greatness, overcoming your weaknesses. That's what a person's here for, overcoming his weaknesses. Overcoming, a person has a temper, overcoming his temper. That's a person's tachlis in life. Dafka the Bechara comes from Yaakov doing a trick. That's Yaakov's greatness also. Being able to lie for a person that's Erla, when it calls for a lie, when it calls for a trick, that is greatness. That's the message. That's what we learn over here. So Mamela, what Esau says, Hachi Karashma Yaakov. This is why he's called Yaakov. Like maybe Zeppelin, because he's tricked me two times. Give all the, that's why he's called Yaakov. He has an ability to go against his nature, to go against what he stands for, his Elochite, and pull off a shtick, and pull off a trick. That's deserving of a name Yaakov. It's a godless for him to do a trick, to go against his nature. It's a praise. That trick is a praise. When a person is very, very soft, there's some very soft people. I know a bacher, he's a very soft bacher. He couldn't control a class of 5-year-olds, a class of 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. He wouldn't be able to tell a 6-year-old what to do. He's so soft that he can't tell a child what to do. Do you know that's not a credit? It's a weakness. The credit is that he's a very soft person. So naturally, Hashem blessed him with a very soft nature. But the fact that he has no strength to be able to control children represents that he has something he has to work on. He's got to work on that. That's a weakness. How can he raise his own children properly? How can he teach him the chanech if he can't overcome that weakness? There's a weakness in his softness, and there's a strength in his softness because he's a nice, soft person, sensitive person. Every person has that balance. A person who's very tough has a strength because he can be strong, he can take charge. On the other hand, he has a weakness because many times he misuses it. He's too power hungry, he steps on other people's feet, he's not sensitive. Every person, that's why it's called a midah, it's a measure. There's nothing perfect about any quality. The perfection is how it's measured, if it's done in the right way. A person has to look at himself and say, this is my strength, and let my strength not be a weakness. In places where I have to go against my nature, I have to work on it. There's no such thing, you know, Shmuel, I always say this example, this is where it hits me. Shaul the king had Rachmanis and Agag, the king of Amalek, and he didn't kill him. Shmuel, Hashem got very upset. And Shmuel comes to Shaul and says, how could you not kill Amalek? Everybody in Amalek, you left the king alive. Shmuel says, bring him to me. And the pasuk says, he tears him in half. He cuts him across, like a cross. He crosses him across this way, that way. He chops him up. I don't remember exactly how he did. I think it was one across and one down, horizontally and vertically, to four. He cut him up, good. Shmuel, picture the softest person you know. Picture a nice mashkiach. You ever see a picture of Ravdan Segel? Picture this soft yid who talks like this. Talks very soft. Shalom Aleichem. The long, flowing white beard. Picture Shmuel Anavi taking out a sword and stabbing it. But he's showing Shaul. That's not mercy. That's not Avodas Hashem. If you're supposed to stab someone, you kill him. You have to have that inside of you also. If not, you're lacking in your Eved Hashem. Yaakov's perfection. Ishtab. Perfection. Perfection means being able to do not what my nature is, not what's uncomfortable. So Hachikar Shmo Yaakov, that's a credit to Yaakov Avinu, I want to say. That ability to go against his nature. And that's why later, this was a preparation, later he's able to deal with Laban. I can handle Lavan. He had the strength to be able to be tough. And that's something very important for a person to, be a complete person, to be a healthy person, even from a secular perspective, to be a healthy person. By the way, you can only be a real Eved Hashem if you're completely healthy from a secular point. To be a healthy person, to be a real Eved Hashem, you have to be able to do what's not comfortable for you, what's against your nature. If you walk around your life, this is not my nature, you'll never grow, you'll never become anything. To become successful, you have to be able to do things that are against your nature. Usually, you should be nice and soft, but you have to have the ability to be tough. And whatever the situation calls for, you have to be able to recognize what should be done and develop the strength over time, over years, develop the strength to change. No one should recognize it, you know. And someone once told me that, like at a reunion, if you'll see people 50 years later at a reunion, they'll be doing the same foolish things they did 50 years before. They'll be chibitzing and making fun of the same people. They'll be the same exact way, most people. The way they were, you know, my father once told me he met somebody, like, whatever, 30 years later. And the guy was the same way. Same weaknesses. Same immaturity. That's Esav. That's Asui. He's done. His nature, personality, that's me. Finished. We have to be Yaakov. We have to shine. We have to go against it. We have to grow. Growth means that this way I'm looking at Kobe now, the way I'm looking at Maishi, Daniel, Shalom now, I won't recognize you 20 years from now. He was such a soft, shy, intimidated person. I'm not talking about you in particular right now, I'm just saying. And now all of a sudden, he has such a presence. He has such a strength. You shouldn't recognize you should be a different person. Because you've overcome those weaknesses. You become a stronger person. You've developed the strength to serve Hashem with all of your whole soul, with all your talents. All right, Mirtz Hashem, we should be zeichet to follow in the derech of Yaakov and not fall into the path of Esav. Okay.